7.
Whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website. Whatever you find online that you think's interesting that you'd like to share with us here on the show, also share with our other listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and it'll appear on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes, and once it reaches that number, will be promoted to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. We're going to start things out here, go straight to your calls. You can also connect to us, in addition to our SACL CAI toll-free lines, on Skype at lrn.fm. So username lrn.fm. Send us a contact request, and we will get you on the air. Let's go first to Dave. He is listening via Skype. And Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. You're calling from Hawaii. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, to talk about inflation, I have a little pet peeve. You are frequently very emphatic in correcting people's use of this term, but I think that you actually are on thinner ice than you think.
Okay.
I'm looking at Ludwig von Mises' theory of money and credit that the Mises.org very kindly makes free available online, and his definition of inflation is an increase in the quantity of money that is not offset by a corresponding increase in the need for money, so that a fall in the objective exchange value of money must occur. And it seems to me that you always emphasize the first part of that definition and kind of ignore the last, and yet that's an important factor because the actual exchange value is determined by both of those factors, how much money there is and how much need there is. So if the need is increasing and the amount is increasing, price level can stay exactly the same.
So now, I know that Ludwig von Mises is considered a luminary. I can't say I've spent a lot of time poring over his works. I really haven't. I find that kind of writing to be a little dry for me. But doesn't that sound monetarist to you? I mean, the idea that you should attempt to meet the demand for money in the marketplace.
Who determines that?
Well, he in this definition, he doesn't say what you should do about it. He's just saying that that's what inflation is, that it's the influence of these two factors.
Well, I have to say, I've never read Mises' definition of it. I always just understood that inflation was an increase in the money supply, period.
Monetary base or whatever.
It's news to me that there's an additional portion to that definition, but thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'm not sure I agree with it, but it's interesting.
Okay, well, back in the 70s, they frequently used inflation and price inflation as meaning the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for bringing that up, Dave. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Okay. Well, maybe you should clarify people how to use the Skype, because this is the second time I tried it. The first time I called and it just rang and rang and rang, and I didn't know whether I was supposed to keep holding on or
what.
Did
you call
and
during
today
a live
it
show?
It rang twice, and then was just silent for about a minute and a half. And then I was saying, okay, am I supposed to wait or what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, Skype's funny, right? So if we don't have audio on our board, then you won't hear anything over Skype. It's not hooked up in the same way that the regular phone lines are hooked up. So it's a service that we're offering to folks as a way to connect to the show. And I'm sorry if it was confusing.
Well, no, I think it's great. It's just that,
unfortunately, we don't have a board operator here who can answer.
Get the word out there.
Unfortunately, we don't have a board operator sitting here who can answer all of our Skype calls for us. It's just we don't have the budget for that, and I'm sorry if it was a disturbing connection for you. So there you go. Sometimes there's audio when you connect on Skype, sometimes not. If you're calling during the show, then there's usually audio there. If you call before the show, as you did, then there may not necessarily be audio there. So There you go. Hope that helps, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Skype is lrn.fm.
You know, that may very well be the definition that Ludwig von Mises gave of inflation. I don't like it. I like the idea of inflation, being inflation of the monetary base.
Yeah, it keeps it simple.
I mean, you know, I think that I think it's fair to call price inflation. I think that that's just like we tend to take a stand on the issue as far as what is inflation. And, you know, it's often difficult to take a stand on words because mm-hmm. they mean so. You know, the meanings of them are slippery. You know, humans don't want to just be nailed down to one meaning for a word.
Yeah.
And it's tough when we make statements like moral or free market or inflation, and we want solid definitions of those terms, and there aren't solid, you know, the definitions of words are just words, and so you can make them mean what you want, and different people have different meanings for all of those words.
I don't mind having the discussion, though. I think words are important, and what people define words as is really critical to the conversation that's being had. If two people are on a different page as far as a definition of a word, but they don't know they're on a different page, and they're both throwing that word around in a conversation with one another, then you've got a total miscommunication going on from the word go.
It has to. You have to define your terms early on. If it, it can be so easy to think you know what the other person's talking about, and they've got a different definition for that word, and then once you're entrenched in the conversation, it's difficult to come to a meeting of the minds, that's the difficulty of it.
Another addition in regards to people calling on Skype, you'll also, if we ever play something off of the computer here, you will not be able to hear that simply because of the way the audio has to kind of mix around into the board and the way things are set up. So at some point,
you can play the hitting the bongs.
And they won't hear it here on Skype. But at some point, there's a fancy piece of hardware that I would like to acquire for our studio that really integrates Skype in a seamless fashion, just like any other phone line, as I understand it.
Uh-huh.
But right now, it's out of my budget. It's that's $4,000 that I don't have to upgrade the studio at the moment.
There you go.
Maybe sometime later this year we can do that. And maybe that would allow us to take more than one Skype call at a time, too, which might be possible. So Skype has some limitations, but what it does well, it does very well, and that is sounds great. And
if you want Free Talk Live to sound better, here's what you do. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, bookmark the Amazon link there, and whenever you do your shopping online through Amazon or Newegg, do it through shop.freetalklive's links, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the money. What do we do with this money? Ian, you spend almost all your money on Free Talk Live. I mean, you know.
And activism things.
Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, at some point I will get this piece of hardware, but yeah, I just don't have that right now. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Skype is lrn.fm. So the thing Skype does well for Free Talk Live, and I'm really happy that we finally added it to the show as an option, is it allows anyone to call in from anywhere in the world with no long-distance fee.
And that sounds great.
So that's huge. And two, it generally sounds pretty great. Every now and then somebody's connection will get degraded. And
the problem
let
with it seems the farther they call from, the less that's great it sounds.
We just had the UK guy over the weekend, and he was on for a while, and it was good. And then you never know what's going on someone's internet connection. And a lot of times somebody doesn't even know what's going on their own internet connection, especially if it's an open Wi-Fi signal and anybody anywhere can just hop on board. But overall, I think it's been great. Let's continue here at 855-450-4. Free news coming up. Mark, you're going to tell us about some nullification, but real quick from The Onion, Los Angeles residents are reportedly
this
on...
This is not news. The Onion is satire.
Come on, man. You ruined all the fun.
Oh, God.
Los Angeles residents are reportedly on edge today following reports that hundreds of armed and extremely dangerous Los Angeles Police Department officers are resuming regular patrolling duties after the conclusion of Tuesday's manhunt for rogue ex-cop Christopher Dorner. I mean, just knowing they're out there is terrifying. How can I feel safe when these maniacs are on the loose in my neighborhood?
Oh,
said
God.
A visibly rattled Ashley Stilson, age 38, who explains she strictly observed the city's advisory to avoid the historically violent, unpredictable predators by going out in groups and avoiding the streets entirely after nightfall. quote, these guys are volatile and in many cases mentally unstable. Something needs to be done about them because I fear for my family knowing these sick people are still at large, unquote. At press time, sources reported the tense mood in L.A. had brightened considerably after news of a serial rapist diverted numerous LAPD officers to a sprawling manhunt in nearby San Bernardino. 855-453, the toll-free number. You bring up anything, more about nullification here in moments, and you can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, 855-453. Or you can join us on Skype. LRN.FM is the username there. Mark is showing off on the webcam right now the brand new Free Talk Live, what do you call that, a bookmark?
It looks like a bookmark. I'd call it a Slim Jim, but my intention was to make a Slim Jim, but it's a little slim for a Slim Jim. It's pretty close to a bookmark, isn't it?
No, it wouldn't make for a bad bookmark, I guess. But yeah. You're going to be handing those out at the upcoming Liberty Forum, where we're going to be in just a matter of days. I have to say I'm pretty excited. It's always a lot of fun to be around hundreds of other like-minded individuals who love freedom and who not only love freedom but are willing to actually do something about it, many of them having already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and others still considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up there. I think I heard today's the last day. I heard rumor about that this weekend, Mark.
To get tickets?
For pre-ordering the tickets, to order in advance of the forum. I heard that today is the last day. So if you keep procrastinating and you still want to go to the Liberty Forum, you'll then just have to show up and pay the day pass rate, whatever that is. So you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is FTL2013, to save yourself the 10%, or else you'll pay a little bit more if you wait too long and you just show up this weekend. But if you do just show up this weekend, there's usually room for you, so come on up.
And I haven't seen anybody get turned away.
Yeah, and it'll be a great time. Hundreds of people all in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. Beautiful hotel, great environment, surrounded by people who care about freedom. Where else would you want to be besides the Liberty Forum? So, again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're going to go right back into your calls, and then, Mark, you'll be telling us about some nullification efforts going on around the country. Adam is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam. And Adam in Maryland, going once.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, we got you. Go ahead.
I don't know why you couldn't hear me before.
I don't know either. Somebody probably didn't push a button somewhere. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Have you guys heard about this man with Down syndrome who was killed by police?
Yeah, I've got the story right here.
Okay, good. I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm from Maryland, and this is absolutely sickening.
Mm.
You know, it's one thing when something like this happens in another part of the country, you're kind of like, eh. But, I mean, this is happening, like, right in my backyard, man.
That's really hard to deal with. Mark was giving me some of the details before the show. Mark, why don't you pull that up, and we'll get to that as article by request here.
You doing a request here, Ian?
Yeah, well, it sounds like Adam's doing a request. Thoughts on this, Adam? I mean, they basically killed this man with Down syndrome for wanting to stay in a movie theater after the movie was over, as I understand it.
Yeah, and I'll let Mark read it more, but, you know, the main thing is, I've been reading comments from other people on this article on the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
And police are supposed to be trained to not put people on their stomach when they're under arrest, especially people who are obese, because something like this can happen.
Mm.
And it's supposed to be something that is, like, driven into their heads during training. Because police don't want to kill people. They really genuinely do not want to kill people. Because, you know, it makes...
It's too much paperwork.
They don't want to, So, there's no excuse for this. And Mark, please go ahead and tell the story. I'm going to get off. And
thanks for the call, Adam. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, it's not the first person who has been put in a dangerous situation who has a medical problem by the police, whether it's somebody that is having a diabetic seizure or shock attack, or it's somebody who is deaf. I mean, we've seen so many different instances of the police either murdering or just downright giving a good beating to somebody who was in some medical situation that the cops had no idea what they were doing.
I didn't go hunting for the story on this one. This is a Facebook post from Stand and Unite, but I felt that it was so moving that I wanted to use this particular, the verbiage in here. And I think that the caller's right, that it's the police don't want to kill anybody in this instance, but they're trained to go about handling problems in certain ways. And the old saying is, to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And to a police officer, a disobedient individual must be dealt with. The reason is because you know, you're not respecting my authority. Mm. And if their authority isn't respected, Western civilization crumbles. I mean, this is what we're taught constantly.
We were told this in court at the Adama Freeman trial last year, that if Adama were to be able to, you know, get away with recording a government bureaucrat on a phone call, then that would mean law and order is completely null and void.
Right. I mean, cue the thunder and lightning. Bam!
Pretty good.
You know, it sounds like a horror movie, and it's just nuts. So let me tell you the story as comes from Stand and Unite here off of Facebook. It's entitled $11. On January the 14th, 2013, a young man with Down syndrome went with his companion to see Zero Dark Thirty. And I bet he was really excited about this, you know? America.
Go America, right? Yeehaw. This is one of those pro-military things.
Yep.
Right?
He's at the Regal Cinema in Fredericksburg, Maryland. And at the end of the movie, apparently because he wanted to see the movie again, he refused to get out of his seat.
Hmm.
A Regal employee, rather than allowing him to stay there and dealing with the situation with his parents and the companion, called not one, not two, but three off-duty Frederick County police officers who were working security for the theater at the time. So they probably are required to have security at the theater, and it might very well be required to have police security, because I worked in the concert promotion industry for a while, and they were required often to have not just security, but you had to pay the cops mm-hmm. to watch things. And, you know, maybe these guys were doing a great job patrolling the movie theater, making sure everything was safe. Or maybe the reason that they brought three was because these three chuckleheads were standing around yakking it up and not doing a darn thing.
Sure.
That's what I see at the airport, and that's what I suspect I would see here.
Was this Baltimore, by the way? I missed that point.
It's Frederick, Maryland.
Okay, got it.
I don't know where that is, but, you know, I imagine if it's Maryland, it's either darn close to D.C. or darn close to Baltimore, right?
Got it.
Okay. So according to the published reports, when the officers slash security guards asked him to leave, he mouthed off at them and resisted arrest. So, you know, probably pulled his arm away. This is a guy with Down syndrome. Let's not forget what we're dealing with here. He's like, I don't want to go. Pulls his arm away.
Yep.
That's just me. That's acting there. I don't know what happened. Those of you who know my son Landon can visualize. I guess this is written in the first person. It seems to move around here.
Frederick looks like it looks like a good 30 miles to the northwest of both of those cities.
Okay.
So it's a little bit isolated from them. I wouldn't say it's, you know, even a bedroom community, but I don't really know for sure.
Okay. So it can visualize what this would look like. In response, the officers wrestled him to the ground, where he asphyxiated in handcuffs.
Jeez.
So, you know, a guy with Down syndrome says, no, I want to stay here and watch the movie. And the best solution you can come up with, fellas, is throwing him on his belly and putting him in handcuffs and leaving him there until he chokes to death.
Well, if you want compassion for your customers and trying your best to give good customer service, then bring the police in on a situation. Yep. That'll really help out.
And
they're all about service.
And you know what else you're going to get for it? You're going to get a bunch of big fat lies.
You mean by the police?
Yes. So here's where the lion comes in. It says that, by the way, they're pointing out here that the price of the tickets there were between $9 and $11. All this happened over $11. You know, the employee, thinking that the best thing to do was to call the police, I mean, just get $11 from this guy's, you know, caretaker.
There probably would have been enough people in the audience who would have stepped up had they known what was going on.
Yeah, but no, we got to kill the guy over.
More coming up, 855-453 with the lies here in moments. Free Talk Live, you take control.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All he wanted to do was stay on for another showing of the film. And the police decided, we're just going to go ahead and put you in handcuffs, buddy. And, of course, he was suffering from Down syndrome. Now he's not suffering from anything because his life has been extinguished. Mark will continue the story here in moments. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to comment on it. Once again, that's toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go to freetalklive.com, see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI has been sponsoring Free Talk Live for some time. We are truly appreciative to Jason Osborne and the folks over there for all the business they've given us. And if you've got a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI can do that for you. Again, SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything. Mark, you were going to get to some more of this story. It happened in a movie theater where a man with Down syndrome was really enjoying the film that he had seen and wanted to stick around and watch another one. Now, maybe he didn't really realize that he was supposed to pay for another ticket in that particular instance. How cognizant of that, I'm not sure he was. But the
he
police
does have Down syndrome, right?
Right. The police were called in by one of the clerks at the theater. The police, in this case, were off-duty cops who were moonlighting as security guards at the movie theater, so they were in the immediate vicinity. And they proceeded to decide the best way to handle the situation was, Well, the most compassionate way possible. Put the guy in handcuffs. Teach him a lesson. And that's what they did, where he promptly expired at some point. How soon after that, I didn't make clear.
Apparently not very long. So yeah. What happened was the gentleman, the guy with Down syndrome, he mouths off to the police and basically says he wants to stay there and watch Zero Dark 30 again. You know, a good pro-government.
Because he loves the country.
Yep. Probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the police decide that they can't have this. They can't have people saying no to them while they're in uniform.
Yeah.
Right there. And, I mean, other people are watching, for God's sake. So they had to, you know, they tossed him in handcuffs and laid him on his belly, you know, wrestled him to the ground, laid him on his belly, left him on his belly or whatever in handcuffs, and the guy choked to death. Now, here's where the lie comes in. According to that, the handcuffs were removed and EMS was called.
This is according to an officer's report? You said according to that.
According to, yeah, the report here says that there's a coroner's finding of asphyxiation, and then there's the police, I guess, press release or something. This happened almost a month ago.
All right.
It's now just now trickling out. So the handcuffs were removed, EMS was called, and according to the police news release, that's what I was looking for, the news release, that he later died at the hospital. Do you hear the lie?
Yeah.
He died at the hospital. This man asphyxiated in the movie theater with handcuffs on. They took the handcuffs off. EMS came and got him. They took him away, and he died at the hospital. So, it, the coroner says that he died of asphyxiation. That sounds like something that happens kind of, you know, like right away, as opposed to you're going to die a half an hour, 45 minutes
right
later.
Yeah.
This man died there in front of them, and they're just calling it a death at the hospital so that the officers who are right there don't have to bear the onus of killing this guy.
Yeah, they wouldn't even have to probably write many reports on that in that case.
I think they probably are writing more than one report. They're still on duty and allowed to continue to, you know, be on duty because they were allowed to invoke their rights as police officers not to provide statements. They didn't have to provide a statement because they're police officers, even though they weren't police officers because they were
while they were on, yeah.
So
we're working for the movie theater at that
just, point. You know, please remember, try to explain to me how this isn't a different class of people.
It's pretty clear. I mean, if you and I would have had to have talked about it, then it's shocking.
Yeah. So the county police are investigating, and the story has received local news coverage, and they want you to share it all around, and they want to remind you this was all over $11. That a guy with Down syndrome, you know, probably didn't even know he had to pay at a movie theater. And this is how the escalation goes.
Frederick, Maryland, only town, again, it's a small city of 66,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the crime's really bad there in Frederick, but I don't recall ever seeing too many security people at the average movie theater. I mean, that's just maybe I just don't notice them, but I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, population 25,000, there's no security people.
I've never seen a security person at a movie theater. Maybe I'm just coming up with something. It's at a mall, and the mall has the police as the security or something.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that. That's a good point, because I know that down in Sarasota, Florida, where we're from, Sarasota Square Mall, I think they call it something different now, but when we were growing up, that's what it was called. They actually had a police substation in the mall. So there were cops there in the mall in addition to mall security. So, by the way, according to Wikipedia, Down syndrome, mental characteristics, most individuals with Down syndrome have intellectual disability in the mild IQ, in the mild to moderate range, meaning an IQ of 50 to 70 or 35 to 50.
Whoa.
With individuals having mosaic Down syndrome, typically 10 to 30 points higher, the methodology of the IQ test has been criticized for not taking into account accompanying physical disabilities, such as hearing and vision impairment, that would also slow performance. Language skills show a difference between understanding speech and expressing speech, and commonly individuals with Down syndrome have a speech delay. Fine motor skills are delayed and often lag behind gross motor skills and can interfere with cognitive development. Effects of the condition on the development of gross motor skills are quite variable. Some children will begin walking at around 2 years of age, while others will not walk until age of four. Physical therapy and or participation in a program of adapted physical education may promote enhanced development of those motor skills. But these guys are definitely behind the ball, I mean, as far as their ability to really comprehend what's going on.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the IQ numbers that I've seen before, but some of those IQs that you've just rattled off are lower than those of dogs.
I didn't know you could compare dog IQ to
I think
human IQ.
Look, I'm just reading, you know, just what I've read, but...
And I wouldn't go out on that limb. But it's clear that these
I think there's probably linguistic differences here, but there's pretty smart dogs, too.
Right. It's clear, but I'm not going to go out on that limb. Anyway, it's clear. What I will say is these, you know, on average...
NBC will.
Who?
NBC.
They're saying that it's...
I'm looking at the numbers here. They're showing dog IQs. I'm just... apparently, Border Collies are the smartest.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go out on the limb and claim that a dog IQ is not the same scale as a human IQ, and you have no evidence that there is any relation between the two,
well,
so
yeah.
I wouldn't speculate on that.
Okay, so they don't give, human IQs are based on a 100 as a normal, and if they're giving a high dog IQ as 65,
mm-hmm.
then they're probably using the human scale, right?
I don't know
if they were
that's true.
If they were calling a median dog IQ 100 and the Border Collie, the smartest of dogs, comes in at 65, then they're saying that there is no median for dog IQs.
You're jumping to all of those conclusions, and you have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm going to admit that I have no idea what I'm talking about.
All I'm saying is I've read news reports that say that dogs can have IQs up to 65. I'm not trying to insult
right.
people with Down syndrome here.
I think
you didn't claim what this guy's IQ was. You read off some
I don't
IQs.
Know what his IQ is.
Right. I don't either.
Right. Anyway, I'm not going to go in and claim that dogs and humans have a similar IQ scale because I doubt a dog can do mathematics as someone with a low IQ can probably accomplish. So 855-453.
The test was devised by Dr. Stanley Corin, a professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia, a prize-winning dog trainer and an authority on canine intelligence.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
So 855-453, let's go to the phones, to the phone, talk to Chris listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my thing is that I read an article, and I've seen the article from Fox News that said that Wiccans and Pagans are asking for more holidays and that we have 20-some-odd holidays a year.
Do we?
I know from being a high priestess that... There are only 8 holidays, 4 major, 4 minor. We aren't asking for anything that anybody else gets.
Now, who are you asking? You say you're asking for holidays. From whom are you asking?
We are not asking anybody.
So I want you to tell me more about this. And you said you were a what?
I'm a high priestess.
High priestess. Does that mean you are a Wiccan?
Yes.
All right, stand by. Chris, the High Priestess, is with us here, 855-453, and we'll come back with more of her and your thoughts as well. Maybe you've got a question for Chris. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can also connect with us on Skype, username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press, Quantum Live. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs. And downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about dogs versus human IQ, a man with Down syndrome being killed by the negligence of the police, or whatever's on your mind goes. 855-453. We also have a Wiccan on the line with us, and we will continue with High Priestess Chris here in moments. Want to also remind you to go to freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and would like to help support the show, one of the things you can do is become an amplifier. We talked about that hardware earlier tonight that will integrate Skype even better into our phone system. And, you know, that you guys can get behind the show and help us do those improvements. The AMP program is one of the things that we do to help get the show on more radio stations and into more ears all around the world. AMP.freetalklive.com. And speaking of hardware, some of the money that goes into the AMP program also goes to purchase satellite receiver equipment for radio stations. So our brand new station in Illinois, in Sterling, Illinois, WSDR, is on board because, in this case, it was actually our network that stepped up with the satellite hardware. But
sweet.
In a lot of cases, it's Free Talk Live that'll front the cost for that, just to bring a station on board and get them on with Free Talk Live. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there for $5 a month, and we will take that in and reinvest it into the show. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, and it makes a huge difference for us. So thank you for doing that. Let's bring Chris back on the line here. Chris, you'd seen a disturbing news report about Wiccans and supposedly wanting more holidays, but you say that's not the case.
No, it's not. You know, people that don't understand us usually have this great ability to think they know us. And Missouri University has in their pamphlet that there is to be no classes, no work due, no exams, no nothing on Wiccan holidays. And they're saying that we want like 20 holidays. There's only 8. There's 4 major, 4 minor. I've been doing this for 13 years. I have a son who is a Wiccan. I have a daughter-in-law who's Wiccan. I have an ex-brother-in-law who is a Wiccan priest. And so, I can tell you that this is not right.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm thinking that maybe there's some confusion here on the difference between sort of federal holidays and religious holidays.
Right.
Now, federal holidays, everybody gets it off. You know, there's President's Day, and, you know, the banks are shut down, and all the federal employees don't have to work, and then a lot of other people don't have to work in offices and things like that. And then there's sort of religious holidays, like, for instance, Good Friday. You can't tell, as I understand, an employer can't, do anything bad to an employee who chooses not to work on Good Friday or, you know, Rosh Hashanah or, dear Ramadan or whatever the religious holiday might be, but they don't shut down the office either. So maybe some Wiccans have some of these holidays that they want to be able to take off for themselves, and I imagine if they work for some kind of bureaucracy, they want to get as many holidays as possible.
So wait, are you asking for new holidays or not? I'm confused as to why you're upset.
We're not. We just want the same rights and freedoms that everybody else has. I mean, Christians, Catholics, Jewish, Islam, Ski.
What freedoms do you? I mean, I agree with you. Everybody should be. All humans are equal in my book. But you know, in what freedoms do you feel you're being deprived of because you're a Wiccan?
We get chastised because our major holiday, our most important holiday is Halloween. And that is a time for us to be able to reminisce and think of our loved ones who have passed, our pets who have passed, our friends, colleagues, co-workers.
Sweethearts.
And our elders of our faith.
Okay.
People say, oh, well, Halloween's not a holiday. I got
sure it is.
3 weeks.
You got what? I'm sorry.
I got suspended for 3 weeks at my job.
For what?
Because I took Halloween off.
Okay. And do they have a policy saying that you can't ask for time off or something? I mean, why did they get you in trouble?
No. I had a senior supervisor come down and put me on suspension for 3 weeks because I took Halloween off.
And did you give them notice that you were intending to take the day off?
Yeah, because I had put the request in 6 months in advance.
Okay, so you gave them plenty of notice. They still, held you over the flames for it. And I think that that's wrong. But are you asking for the government to step in?
No, I'm not asking for the government to step in because we know every time the government steps in, something gets screwed up.
Great. So then in that case, you're just wanting business owners to change their policies about, you know, allowing people to take religious holidays.
If you are a religious person. Okay, if you were a priest and you gave Mass on Sunday, but yet you worked for, say, Ford, and Ford said, no, you can't go, you'd be upset.
Sure, no, I think you're well within your rights to be upset about it, but I would suggest that if your business owner is not responding to your demands, that you might want to go work somewhere else. I mean, it's certainly true that people who are in business have bigots, you know, there's some bigots in business, and they may not have the same level of respect for one religion versus another. Now, ideally, they should, but the only real way, in my opinion, to get them to behave correctly is to let them know that you don't appreciate it, and if they don't respond at that point, then let them know you're going to go work somewhere else. I mean, you probably want to find a job elsewhere first before you let them know that. But, you know, let them know and let them know why you're leaving so they have that feedback. And if you're a good worker, then they'll feel the burn because they'll know that had they just respected your religious beliefs, that they could have retained you and your services and they would have lost that.
Well, I mean, now that I'm retired, I mean, I'm 44 years old and I'm retired already.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And unfortunately, it wasn't by my own choice. But I use my time now to try to educate people about Wicca and paganism and Druidism because these are all religions that predate Christianity.
Yeah. True. So tell me a little bit more about why you became a Wiccan or how did that happen for you?
It was a personal choice, but I felt compelled to travel a different path than Christianity. I was actually raised Southern Baptist.
Okay.
And I was converted to Protestant, and then my family converted to Roman Catholic. Well, shortly after my conversion to Roman Catholic, I said, that's it. I can't handle this. There's too much BS going on here.
How did you come across Wiccan? Is it Wiccanism? What's the word for that?
Wiccan. Or Wicca.
Right. Wicca. How did you come across Wicca? Yeah. How did you, what was it that led you to that?
The peacefulness, the serenity, the very simple rule.
Did you know one, though? I mean, what usually there's a direct path, right, that one goes down?
Yeah, I did. I actually worked with one, and she was very helpful.
So what are the tenets? What are some of the main tenets or the dogma, if you will, of the Wicca belief? That we can,
do what ye shall will, but harm no one.
That's a good one.
That's so, the only rule.
What's it take to become a high priestess?
A lot of studying.
Does somebody dub you a high priestess, or do you? Is that just kind of how's that work?
You progress in intelligence.
You know, once upon a time, Chris, we had a discussion on the air about someone claiming to be a high priestess who was selling spells online. And some of them seemed to be spells that would maybe get someone an advantage over another. Is that something that you support as a Wiccan? Because that sounds like it might do some harm.
No.
If they worked.
No, I don't. My purpose is to do good, is to benefit humanity.
So is there like a dark side to Wicca, or is that called something else?
Christians call it Satanism, but there are two paths of Wicca. There's light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
I chose the light, but as each Wiccan knows, you're taught both. If you don't know both, then how can you know thy enemy?
Indeed.
Can you cast,
interesting.
Can you cast a spell on politicians to make them tell the truth?
If I could do that, I would be a very rich woman right now.
It would be a good trick.
Chris, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your quest. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm glad to see she's not willing to turn to the state to attempt to foist her perspective on her boss, who, you know, may very well be an intolerant person. And
Speaking of
yourself.
Having been a boss in the past and you know, not being a big fan of religious holidays in general, I get where she's coming from. She wants to have her religious holiday. Other people have theirs. But at the same time, it's like, look, you get the 8 holidays that everybody else gets off. Well, can't you just fit your stuff into those 8 holidays? You know, like,
I get where you're coming from.
It's not like I'm going to open up the office on Christmas Day so that you can come in here and work.
If you've got a really good employee, then you're going to want to keep their services. Let's go to David listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my battery's running kind of low, so I'll make it super quick. But hopefully this will clear up the confusion that Ian had with the comparing the cross-species IQ test. The dog IQ test, of course, isn't really done under the same parameters as the human IQ, as you can imagine. They don't understand the same things, so it's sort of tailored towards their mentality. But what it is, when they compare the cross-species, it's done on not on a linear scale, but on a logarithmic. So, you know, like when we compare each other's IQs, we're comparing people to people. We're doing it on a linear scale. But when you compare the dog,
all right. So if you can stand by, we have to bring you back. Free Talk Live.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.